Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Marasi Sheyichyu, Sus Nechigidu Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Choyotze Chalatzeha, the schus Talia, Abigail Bas Sardanya, and the schus Chavit Fega Bas Michal Dispasia, Chanigidu Bas Naomi Eliza. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin and Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph says Shemayim Ina Mekadesh Peiru Shvius Mekudeshes. See from this that if somebody is Mekadesh a woman with Peiru Shvius, she's married. Rashi explains, "Lormin and Nav Mimonu the Zocha Baheninu, Alakevin the Zocha Ben Mimonu Hu L'Chol Dover." We don't say that it's not the person's mammon. It is the person's mammon, and therefore the woman's Mekudeshes when you marry her with Peiru Shvius. So we have to understand what's the Havamina. That she won't be Mekudeshes. Perishviyas aren't made Suvei Hana. So what is Rashi adding when he says, V'lo amrinan lav mimonu v'zocha v'hemninu? We don't say it's not the mammon of the person who acquires them. No, it is the person's mammon. Perishviyas are hefker. So it's pashit that it wasn't this person's mammon earlier. And it's also pashit that a person could be zocha men a hefker, and then it becomes his mammon. And memeila it's pashit. And after the person is zocha, then they can be makadish and isha. So what's the svar of the Gemara and the Havamina that a woman wouldn't be mekudeshes, the perish v'yizvotu could be medayik, in the lashon of Rashi? What does he say? Dizocha behem. Lo amrinan lav memono dizocha behem ninu. What does he mean by that? The Tosri Azakim, he omits these words and he says, Inami Dilar Mina Dilavi Kiddushin, Dilav Mamoinayu. It's not his mammon. Elakev de Zachaba Mamona Hainu called Dabra Mari called him Mamanavir. So he writes Kavashim Rashi, but he's Mashmit, the Zoichabahim, Aloy Dabru. There are a number of Mahalchim to explain the Havamin of the Gemara. You would think that it's no good. And ultimately we know that it is good, she is Mekudeshes. So let's see, the Maharam Shik in his Chedushim Kedushin there in Beis Amud Aleph, writes that this is all the Maharam Shik talking. So the Pnei Yoshua asks on Rashi, "My Havamina, what's the Havamina? Kevin the Kanoisim and the Torah, Lamein Yochel Kaddish, but why? Since he's kind of from the Torah, why can't he be Makaddish?" V'nira the Rashi is scaving the Kevin the Bemis Adin bePeir Shvius to call the man sheish tefua besade. Mutu lechol gam bePeisov, but kshekol atvua tzarich laachzer atvua meabayis, but rak kinyan peiris. So Rashi apparently means that since Be'emes the din in Perish Shvius is that if there's tevuah in the field, you're allowed to eat the tevuah in your home. But when there's no longer tevuah in the field, you have to be machzir. Hatevuah me'abayis, you're not allowed to eat any more the tevuah in the house. You're not allowed to eat the fruits of the house when it's no longer in the field. So it's only a Kenyan Paris, it's only a Kenyan Lizman. Kosav. Shamaritva Bishem Ramban became the law of Iraq, Kamo Kenyan Paris, the Kupa Dover, in Loshim Shaikhus Lakach Lakana below Bikua. We could rack the content of Rabbanish Layaksu or Bachatsi Malachte. In Ken Gankame, having been the law of Iraq Kenyan Paris, the law of Shalom. Kachashmida Filoch Yahoo the Kaddishbo. Bishleim Hasan and Nukala double cloud. Avakanim Roitza Lachwata Rashus Piyadoi, Bimkein Laidami Lahasan. So after saying that it's only a Kenyan Paris, because the Kenyan he has in the Paris Shvius are only temporary, so it's not a Kenyan Aguf, it's only a Kenyan for the usage in the meantime. Maharam Shik quotes the Gemara earlier on. It said that if somebody borrows an axe from his friend, after he uses the axe, he's kind of the axe as a borrower. And the Ritva writes in the name of the Ramban that since it's only like Kenyan Peretz, because he's no Kenyan the Gufa Dover, he's not Kona without Bikua. The whole word is that he's using it, he's Kenyan Peretz, which means that he has a Kenyan in order to use it, so he has to use it, he has to use it for something, he has to use it for Bikua. This Bikua is a Takana de Rabbanon that you shouldn't be choizer by b'chatzi malachtoi. That now that the guy did bikua, the lender can't change his mind in the middle, because the person made a kenyan by doing this bikua, by using this axe. So him came kam kan, so we would have a havamina that it's only kenyan peris, shvius, and it's not his. Since he's only allowed to use, he's only allowed to eat these peres temporarily, so therefore it's a kinyan lizman. Kinyan lizman is a kinyan peres for use, it's not a kinyan begufa dover. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us that he can still be Makadisha woman. So Bishlam over there, in the case of the acts, Ein nikna lo adavar klal, aval kanim rotze lach lo adavar rishus biyadai. So there's no the person's not kohen at all. There it's only a kinyan peres. He said, let me kohen for usage, but here it's mamish his. That's a shver. In other words, we understand the havamina. The havamina is that it's no kedushin. Why is it no kedushin? Because it's only a kinyan peres. Because there's only a certain period of time that you're allowed to eat the fruits. As long as they're in the field, then you're allowed to eat them in the home. But afterwards, you're no longer allowed to eat them. So that's it's only a kinyan peres, only a kinyan lizman. And therefore, you can't be a mekadesh a woman with it because it's not really yours. So then what's the maskana? And why yes? Since it's not, you don't have a kinyan aguf, you only have a kinyan peres, why is it mutter? So yes, the Maharam Sheik writes that, okay, if you want to eat it now, you can eat it. But still, it's not yours. So it's shver that say that you can be Mekadish a woman. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach we find in the Sefer Shari Shmus. Who writes, Uberashi v'lor min lav memoni d'zorcha ninu, ala kevin d'zorcha behem memoni ninu, ubetoysa soysifu kevin d'lo ba'ala mitham z'chiyah. So that's the Shari Shmuz. That's Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. That's what he says. So what does he say? What he says is, first he quotes Rashi, that we don't say it's not the mammon of the zoche, of the one who acquires it, but rather, since he's zoche, he acquires. And Tosfos adds that he's coming b'tam zechiyah. There's an acquisition. So we have to understand, if he's zoche, then it's mamona. So then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that he's zoche, even though it's shvius. So then what's the havamina that you can't acquire shvius fruits? So he says that maybe shvius doesn't have, based on the Rambam, shvius doesn't have a teras domim. It's not called money because it's aser b'schayra. You're not allowed to do business with peir shvius. You're only allowed to take money for the tircha. If you're toreach to bring the peir shvius, then you're allowed to take money for that, for the tircha, but not for the actual peres. So they don't have teres domin. Therefore, you would think that since they don't have Tevas Damim, you can't marry a woman with it. So, Kamash Malan, either they do have Tevas Damim, and there is a Chiyah Gemurah, or that the person is Zeicher B'Demayim L'Inyan Scharan. They can now take whoever gets these Perish Shvi'as, can now take money for the Tircha that was involved in bringing this Perish Shvi'as. That's a nice hesber, but how does that fit in the words of Rashi? So in the Rambam, in Ishas Perakei Halacha Dalet, he writes, "Kitcha b'maisel sheni bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid ina mekudeshes v'she'ein la'aseis bo sha'al chafotzav ad she'yischalel." Whereas in the Mekadesh a woman with maisel sheni, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid, she's not mekudeshes. Why not? Because you can't do anything with it until it becomes mechula. In other words, she has this Peres Meiser Sheni, and you need to redeem the Peres Meiser Sheni. Since you can't do anything until you redeem it, she's not mekudeshes. So it's brought in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, and mekadesh v'chulei Meiser Sheni bein shog bein mezid lo kidesh divrei Meir. We don't rebbe shog lo kidesh mezid kidesh. Rambam kosav kitcha b'maisu sheni bein b'shogi bein b'mezid ena mekudeshes v'shein lo lasus bo sha'a chafot avad she'yischal shenem b'maisu l'ashem hu. V'hanu de pasuk ha'rambam sh'maisu sheni moment gavoya hu. So the Rambam is paskening that maisu sheni, first he brings the machlokes. Rav Meir holds that bein b'shogi bein b'mezid no kedushin. Rav Yehuda holds b'shogi no kedushin. B'mezid yes kedushin. Rambam paskens that Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, no Kedushin, because he paskins its Mamun Gavoa. L'choyra asks Reb Chaim, Lama Tzarech L'chol Arichus Hazeh, what does he need the whole Arichus? D'asa L'asas B'Shar Chafatzah V'ad She'ischal, you're not allowed to do your other Chafatzim until you're Mechal L'mos. Halo B'Pshitus Atam, D'ena Mekudashis, U'mishum D'Maiser Sheni, Mamun Gavoa. B'ena Maiser Memoino, Yala Mamun Gavoa. Why does the Rambam say you can't do what you want to do with it until you redeem the money, the Paris, on money, and now she can use the Paris? Why don't you just say it's Mamun Gavoa? It's not his money. It says B'Maiser L'Hashem Hu. So it's Mamun Gavoa, the Rambam himself says that. So why does the Rambam have to add? And you can't do your own chafatzim until you're mechal of the mos. Ma Rambam rotzeim ze. So on this, Rabbeinu Chaim says, Shemidivrei Rambam, vor that Maaser Sheni be'emes is b'rishus habaylim, k'chol mamon da'alma. Really, Maaser Sheni is in the rishus of the baylim like all mamon. Not that as a din of Mamun Gamoya is only because if it's dinei kedusha, mitzvot mashenitan rak lemitzvosoi. The reason it's a dinei mamon gavoa is because it's holy. You can only eat it from a kimitzvosoi in Yerushalayim. You can't do whatever you want with it, and that's why it's considered mamon gavoa. That's what the Rambam says. Eina mekudeshes, because you can't do whatever you want with it. That's why it's mamon gavoa. The reason it's mamon gavoa is not because it's be'etzem mamon gavoa, but because you can't do whatever you want with it. Really, it's his mamon. The reason the Rambam was married is to tell us that even though it's his mamon, but mitzad dinei kedusha shebo, that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, it's not considered yours. That's why it's like mamon gavoa, because you have to do it, treat it in a mitzvahdika way. So that's how Rabbeinu Chaim learns pshat in the Rambam. In Shiur Reb Shmuel, he brings the Rabbeinu Chaim, and he asks from the Ran in Sanhedrin. So now we'll quote the Lashon of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Sanhedrin, Chelek Aleph, Lamed Amud Aleph, Oys Reish Tzadi Vov. It's a gemaltically long sefer in Sanhedrin, Reb Shmuel. Shmuel. Gemara Shal Maiseh Shein, Ahem Bebayis Lo Amar Klum, Vehik Sharan, Bechidush of Da'idach HaNeman B'Yisur, Minken Amayin Enoy Neman Lo Imar, Shall Maisel Sheni Hein. וכן דעס רבנו תם. עד כאן לשונו. ובפרק עומר כוסף כן בשם הרמב"ן, הרמב"ן תירץ דמייס ושן אינם מפוקים ממונו, שהוא מויצים מומון מרשוס הדיות ורשוס קבויה, וילכת לו מהם אינם ביסורי גרידו. So first he quotes the Rishonim who say that an Eid Echad is not Neman to say that a Mammon is Mammon Mais Rishaini. Why not? Because in Dine Mammonis, Eid Echad is Neman in Isser, but Eid Echad is not Manaman in Din Mammonis. So Memela, by saying Mais Rishaini is Mammon Gavoya, by saying it's Mais Rishaini, he's saying it's Mammon Gavoya. And that's, so you're being made about Mammonis. That's not your money, it's Mammon Gavoa. So since it's Eidus on Mammonis, Eid Echad isn't believed. Eid Echad is believed in Isurim. It's also Isra here, obviously by Mais Rishaini, but it's also Mammon. And Eid Echad isn't believed when it comes to Mammonis. So that's why the Rishonim say Eid Echad is not believed to say it's Mais Rishaini, these fruits. So on this, Rav Shmuel brings the Rav Chaim, that holds that it's not mamish mamon gavoa. Really, mamon shel bailim, which just has dinim of mamon gavoa. So according to this, why is Eid Echad not believed? It remains the mamon of the bailim. It just says dinim of mamon gavoa, so it's all in the realm of iser. It's not in the realm of mamon. But tzorich litchok, the gam kshemeid, the ika dinim shel mamon gavoya, ain Eid Echad ne'eman on this. So we have to be derechik and say that even if he's made that they're dinim of Mammon Gavoya, and Eid Echad's not believed about that either. So an Eid Echad is believed to say it's Mamish Mammon Gavoya, and then according to Reb Chaim, you have to say that an Eid Echad's not believed to say it as Dinim of Mammon Gavoya, even if it's really Mammon Hedjit. So in the Sefer Imre Ruvein on Maseches Sanhedrin, he writes, "V'hinei mashakaza b'agoyin Reb Shmuel Yashiv kushasu al agrach." It's hard to understand because according to the grach, Ma'is Rishaini, even though it's mamon gavoa, it's still mamon. Bayam says no, it's as mamon. So what do we care that there's a chalois dinim of mamon gavoa? So why should Eid Echad be believed? Why should Eid Echad not be believed? It remains Mammon Bailim. Eid Echad is not believed to be Motzi Mammon. But by saying it's Mammon, by saying it's Mammon Gavoa, according to Reb Chaim, he's not being Motzi any Mammon. Why is he not being Motzi Mammon? Because it remains Mammon Bailim. It just has Dinim, the Gavoa, but it's really Mammon Bailim. So why isn't Eid Echad believed? And he himself says that it's Doichak. So, in the Shiur Reb Shmuel stencil, he was marich a little bit more explaining the grach. He writes as follows: Haran makshe lama tzarich biyadei harei Eid Echad neman biyisurim. Why is it an Eid Echad believed to say that it's Mais Rishaini? You have to say that he's only believed because it's biyado, it's in his hand. Why isn't he believed that al tzarich Eid Echad neman biyisurim? Umatayit shekan ze inyan shel mamon. Here it's an Indian of Mammon, because Mais Rishaini is Mammon Gavoa. But Pashtus, Aran Choylek al Rav Chaim Brisk, Shav Chaim Azbir Shav Mais Rishaini Ubemes Shaloi Linyan Ishtam Shiot Shem Mutaris Loi. Rak Ma Shalasur Lo Zeh Lo Shelo. Avo Gam Zeh Lo Shel Gavoa. Ala Isra Shish Lo B'Mais Rishaini Mafkia Mimenu Et Aschus Mammon Lekabe Yosem Ishtam Shiot 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 Loi. V'yetzu Shalafi Rav Chaim Lo Mutaris Aran Klum. Shalafi Rav Chaim Zeh Nishar Mammon Shelo. So Pashtus, the Ran is Choylek on Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim is Mazbir, that Mais Rishaini is really his. And the things he's allowed to use it, it's his. And it doesn't belong to Gavoa. He just doesn't have a schus in this moment lagabe those things that are aser for him. But it really remains his. So it doesn't help us to say the Ran had a kasha. Why Recha doesn't believe to say it's Maisa Sheni? And the Ran says because it's mamonis, because he's saying it's mamon gavur. According to Reb Chaim, it's not, it's his own mamon. Avalev shalitchois, says Reb Shmuel, shebemis haran soive ke Reb Chaim, v'chozos mikeven shi shishtam shus mamon shenishlu mimenu, ze kvar nechshav l'inyam memoini. It's merely the Ran holds like Reb Chaim, that the emes, it's mamon gavur, it's not mamon gavur. But since there is certain usages of the money that are denied of him, that makes it mamonistic. That makes it a din mamon. The fact that he can't use it for certain things, mamonist wise, that gives it a din mamon. That's the chiddush of Reb Shmuel. So since they're dinim of Maaser Sheni, that negates part of his mamonistic abilus on the chayfetz. So even according to Reb Chaim, as Reb Shmuel understands him, Be'emes, it's Birshus HaBailim, he writes, K'chol Mamon D'Alma, it's really his, but nevertheless, Reb Chaim will still hold that the fact that it's also belong, that there are certain halachas about it, mitzvahs, that it has to be in Yerushalayim, he can't do whatever he wants with it, so Mimela, that makes it partially Mamon Gavoa, and that makes it like Mamon Gavoa, and Mimela, we don't believe in Eid Echot. So it has two bechinas. It has a bechina of being mamon atzma, and it has a bechina of being mamon gavoa. So according to this hakdama, we can understand the habimi of the Gemara. The Perish Shvius also have these two aspects. Because mitzad echod, this is the Emre Ruben's teretz. It's mitzad echod, it's hefker meikara. And when he's zoche, it's mamish his, like every mamon hefker. And what's the Havamina? She's not Mekudashis, his mamish his. Of course he can give it to her. The Havamina is, they're also Dine Kedusha, and that negates certain monetary usages. So Aser B'Schayra, Tashmish B'Zayon, Lachas Manabiur, right after this, it's no longer in the field. So he has to get rid of it. So that's the Biur of Divrei Rashi, V'lor Min Alav M'moni D'Zoicha B'Emneinu. In other words, since they're Dine Kedusha in the Pelot Shviyas, and through these Dinim, his Bailas is limited, so I would say the lav mamoni dezeicha behem. In other words, he's not zeicha legamre like every other moment. Since he's limited in his ishtamshus, it's not a complete zechiyah. It's not a complete zechiyah. He can't marry a woman with it. It's a kamash mila. No, it is his mamon lechol dover. So even though there's certain hagbalot, there's certain limitations on these payers, it's still his lechol dover. So what's taka the difference? Since we said that when it comes to Maaser Sheni and Shvius, it's the same Tzuras HaBailus. In both of them, it belongs to the person, but since it's limited, it's also considered that it belongs to Gavoa. And therefore it's not a complete Tzachiyah, so why do we say that by Peres Shvius that he can still marry a woman? The fact that he has a limitation on his usage makes it like Mamon Gavoa, and Mamela, he shouldn't be able to marry a woman. Just like we say by Maaser Sheni, since it's got usages for Shemayim, and the Mela, it's like Eidus and Mammon is saying that it's Mammon Gavoa. So if that's Mammon Gavoa, it's also Mammon Gavoa, and the Mela, she can't marry a woman that way. Again, it's really his, but the fact that they're Hagbalot makes it like Mammon Gavoa. So what would be the Chiluk? The Chiluk might be that all the Hagbalos of Peir Shviyas is only in Oifen Shimusham. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oirbach says that the reason there's an issue of Schayra is because of Bizayon Kedusha Shviyas. Because Be'emes, the Paris are Ramona Lechol Dover. And the Torah wasn't Magbilus Baluso at all. They just placed the Hagbola al Oifen Shimushan Bilvad. And how to use them so they don't come Lidei Bizayon. By Maaser Sheni, the Dinim are an outcome of the Etzim Tzimtzum Baluso ala Paris. You can only eat them in Yerushalayim. And that is a limitation on a higher level that's mechaser is etzem bailus. When it comes to shviyas, there's no chisaron. His etzem bailus is complete. They're just isurim, they're limitations, so it doesn't come to be zayon. Their limitations are only on the way he uses them. Ba'ofen shimushai. But the etzim peris are his. Reishviyas. But by Maisu Sheni, you know why they're dinim on the Maisu Sheni? Not so they don't come to be Zayam, but they're dinim on the Maisu Sheni because of the etzim tzimtzum ba'alus ala peris, because of his limited ownership. So that's a tzimtzum and his etzim habayilus. The Rambam writes, kitcha b'maisu sheni, ein ha-mekudeshes lufi she'ein lasas bo shach ha-fotza vashi yischala. So from the lesson of the Rambam we learn that even though he remains the bailim, like Reb Chaim says, but since the Torah limited his bailus, ad kadei kach, that he can't do what he wants until it's mischala, there's a chisaron in his etzim habayilus, that he can't be mekadesh and isha. And only the chilul is going to take them out of rishus kavoy, mashenkin, b'kdush ha-shviyas. The Hagbala is not poigam in his bailus. That's the chiluk, that the limitations by shvius don't impede his bailus, so he can be mekadesh. Mashenkein ma'aser sheni, it does impede his bailus, so he can't be mekadesh. This is a very, very difficult chiluk. So instead of saying this chiluk, I'd rather stay with the kasha. So what taka is the difference? And again, what's what we're saying now, the havamina and the maskana of the gemara is that the havamina is that since they're dinim lagavoa, therefore it's not completely his, he's not zarecha, so kamash mulan, no. It is completely, the etzim bailus is completely his, and the limitations are external to the etzim bailus. Then why by Maisu Sheni do we say that it's Be'etzim his and the limitations are intrinsic to his Etzim Bailus and therefore he can't be Mekadesh and Isha? So that's our Kasha. And the Ritz Hashem will be Zeche Lachzor V'lishnais Perek Zeh, very, very fascinating sugya of the Mekadesh woman with Peretz Shvius Yishar Be'ma Adaber Be'ezrat Hashem. You're awesome, and we should go back to this. Thank you for listening.